This is the Thursday, November 18th edition of the Daily Wager podcast. We've got you covered with a variety of action for the day and weekend, so settle in and we'll set you up in 10 minutes or less with everything you need to know heading into the betting day.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome to the Daily Wager podcast presented by DraftKings, America's top-rated daily fantasy app. Tyler Foljamin and Anita Marks here on a Thursday morning, getting you ready for Thursday night football, of course. Maybe some NBA action, and we'll even spin it forward to the week ahead. Anita, let's dive right in. Thursday night football, the Atlanta Falcons hosting the New England Patriots. 7, 6.5, maybe if you're lucky, you can find Patriots favored in Atlanta tonight. A total of 47. We'll get to our props in just a second, but side and total, any way you're looking at this matchup?
Yeah, so full disclosure, coming into this podcast, I had the Patriots -6.5. I like the under at 47. And then I had a very lengthy phone call with Michael Rothstein, who covers the Atlanta Falcons this morning. We spoke for over 30 minutes, and he walked me off of that. You know, there's a lot of reasons why I like the Patriots coming in, right? Like, I think a lot of people are underestimating them. They're hands down the better team. They've won their last four, three of them blowouts. They have arguably the best offensive line. Mac Jones is showing everybody why he should have been the first quarterback drafted. Like I said at the beginning of the draft cycle, he's pushing the ball down the field, using a lot of play action. The Patriots defense has really come around. They've got 14 turnovers on the season. They're only allowing 4.8 yards per play, which is the least in the NFL the last 3 weeks. I could go on and on. They play the third most dime package, which really plays well into contesting and contending against what Atlanta likes to do well with Patterson, as well as Pitt. And oh, by the way, Atlanta is horrible at home. They only average 282 total yards at home. They're just bad. It's cold Atlanta. It's not hot Atlanta when the Falcons play at home. So for all those reasons, but a few things Michael shared with me, and he said, this team is desperate. They know that this is what it comes down to. They lose this game, their season's over. And so, you know, I'm worried about that backdoor cover. We've seen it time and time again this year, the season in the NFL. So a few ways I'm playing this. I'm going to use the Patriots as a two-team, six-point teaser, which I've loved to do so far this season. So I'll tease them down to a half a point. I'm going to align them with the Tennessee Titans, -4 against the Texans. I'm also going to align them with the Bills, -1 at home against the Colts this week. So those are the two teams along with the Patriots that I'm going to align that two-team six-point teaser with. Also, there's some game prop bets that I like here, Tyler. Team with the most punts. Hands down, it's going to be Atlanta. And you can get that at -140. And here's another interesting. Total fourth down conversions over 1.5. And you can get that at plus money, +115. A few things. Both these coaches and their offensive coordinators, right? Like, they're aggressive. They'll take risks. So I can totally see the Patriots going forward on fourth down and converting. And I could totally see Arthur Smith doing that in the second half if they're behind. So, I think that's a really an interesting and a smart play, especially at plus money. So that's how I'm playing the game tonight.
Okay, interesting game props in there with fourth downs and punts. Not surprising, though, that you're digging that deep into the card, Anita. I'll take a stab at the total first and foremost. I like the under as well. Patriots defense second in the National Football League in opponent points per game. We know that they seemingly are getting better and better each and every week under Bill Belichick. The Atlanta offense just doesn't have as many ways to beat you now that Calvin Ridley is out dealing with mental health issues. Kyle Pitts is obviously a great, young, athletic tight end, but what does Bill Belichick do the best? He takes away whatever your most dangerous weapon is. So we'll get to props in a second, but I think Matt Ryan's going to have a tough time using guys like Gage and Zacchaeus to beat a New England team or put a lot of points on the board, so to speak. So 47, the only way I think this gets over is the way that the Patriots game last week got over is because they scored 40-something points themselves against the Browns. I think they'll regress a little bit on the road offensively. I think this is going to be a game that features, you know, minimal play volume, fewer snaps because of the Patriots' propensity, pardon me, to run the football and the fact that Atlanta just won't have much going on offense. So I'm going to play under 47. I really think the Falcons are going to do their part for the under. My concern is just the Patriots. So hopefully Atlanta gets a few stops on defense. As far as the side is concerned, there's an interesting nugget that we're going to talk about on today's Daily Wager show. ESPN News, I believe, is what we're on today at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. This season, when two teams match up, if the matchup features a team that failed to cover the week before versus a team that did cover the week prior, betting on the team that failed to cover in this matchup the week prior, ATS, is 44-23. I'll repeat that again, 44-23. So in this matchup, we have a Falcon team that failed to cover last week versus a Patriots team that absolutely did cover last week. And this season, in this particular instance and matchup, the Falcon side or the team that failed to cover last week is 44-23. So I know Joe's on the Falcons plus seven. I would like to get it back up to plus seven. But if you buy that trend for whatever reason, the Falcons is the right side based on what we've seen this year. So that's an interesting nugget. We're going to talk about it further on Daily Wager today. But that's why if I do play a side, it will be the Falcons side plus 6.5. Loved it more yesterday when it was at plus seven. But definitely going under considering seven of the last eight Thursday night games have gone under the total. All right, real quickly, any props that you want to dive into? I'll get mine out of the way because there's really only one guy I'm looking at, and I kind of discussed it a little bit earlier. I wonder if you're on the same thing with me. Bill Belichick taking away Kyle Pitts. That's the one kind of angle I'm going to look at in this game. Kyle Pitts' receiving prop is 61.5. His reception prop is 4.5. There's, I think, a 135 juice to the under of his receiving yardage total of 61.5. I'm going to play that under. And I think it's actually plus money, plus 115 on under 4.5 receptions. I'm going to play that under. I'm just going to play both and hope that Belichick does what I think he's done with a pattern in his career, is identify your most dangerous offensive weapon and take that away. So that's how I'm looking at playing props in this matchup. What do you got, Anita?
Yeah. How much time do we have? you know me, Tyler. You know me. All right, so let's start with my Patriots props. Mac Jones over 1.5 touchdown passes. Now, you know me, I love Mac. I'm going to be wearing my Mac Jones t-shirt tonight on the show. As you said, ESPN2, 6 o'clock Eastern time, tune in. But here's an interesting trend for you as well. Over the last 10 seasons, 36 rookies have started on Thursday night, and only 9 have thrown for at least 250 yards, and only 10 have attempted at least 35 passes. So prior to me seeing that stat and really doing a deep dive into kind of game script and how I think this is going to play out, I was over attempts, over completions, over yards. So, and now with Damian Harris back in action and healthy and ready to go, he's not even listed as questionable. He's off the injury report. I just think game script, I think, you know, this is one of the most even keeled teams in the NFL. I think he's going to rush the ball a lot. So, but I do like the Mac Jones over 1.5 touchdown passes, and you get that at minus 130. As I said, Harris back in action, over 52.5 rushing yards. I don't quite understand why this is so little. Maybe because Stevenson had such a great week last week without Harris there, but it's evident that he's the lead back. Anytime touchdown for him at minus 108, anytime touchdown and the Patriots win with him is at plus 140. You know, this is an Atlanta Falcons team. They're one of the worst teams against the rush. Then on top of that, you've got Kendrick Bourne, who I know, you know, you just joined the show this season, but last season, Tyler, I was all over Bourne because Kyle Shanahan loved Kendrick Bourne. I'm really surprised that he let him go. And it was no surprise to me that Bill Belichick and the Patriots picked him up. He's one of the most clean, clear route runners. He's very precise. He's very systematic. And he's a wide receiver that fits that system and makes things a lot easier for Mac Jones. So I'm going Bourne over 2.5 receptions, over 34.5 receiving yards, and also his longest reception, 18.5. His last 8 games, get this, man, he's caught 30 of 37 targets for 493 yards, almost 500 yards, 3 touchdowns, and you know, he's the long ball guy. You know, in 4 games, he's over 18, and some games his longest receptions are 40, 42, 45 yards. Also, Hunter Henry, anytime touchdown at plus 190. Hunter Henry, anytime touchdown and the Patriots win, you could get it plus 260. I love that. The interior pass catchers have really just feasted on the Atlanta Falcons secondary. Mike Gesicki, Waddle combined for 14 of 134 and a touchdown back on week 7. And so, which really all sets well for Hunter Henry. And oh, by the way, he's got a touchdown, Tyler, in 6 of his last 7 games. And Janu Smith is dealing with that shoulder issue, so he's expected to be out. So Hunter Henry is going to get a lot of action later on tonight. As for the Falcons, I'm with you, Kyle Pitts under, but I'm going Kyle Pitts under 4.5 receptions. I'm with you. I think Bill Belichick takes Kyle Pitts out of the equation. He's so athletic, Tyler. I'm worried about him. Listen, he can get one reception and take it for 42 yards. So I'm just worried. I'm going to stay away from the over under with the yardage because he's such an immense specimen and an athlete. So, but I'm going to go under 4.5 receptions. He only averages 4 receptions a game, and we're on the same page here. Bill Belichick's going to take him out of the equation. Now, here's the thing, though, Tyler. All of this is contingent on whether or not Cordarrelle Patterson is going to play or not, right? Like, if Patterson is out, there's a chance that Pitts could get 15 targets, right? So, you know, for me and for you, like, we're banking on the Patriots defense and them doing their job, regardless of how many targets Pitts gets. I'm also going, if there's no Patterson, and understand that this is the biggest storyline heading into this game tonight. And again, I was on the phone with Michael Rothstein for a while. It's going to go all the way to kickoff. Like, they're going to work him out prior to the game, see what he does. And then here's another thing, Tyler, we don't know. How bad is that ankle? Is he just going to be a decoy, or are they going to scheme for him? We don't know. But if Patterson doesn't play, I love Tajae Sharpe. Over receptions, that number hasn't posted yet, I think for all the reasons that I just discussed with you, and also over 25.5 receiving yards. You know, Patterson is such a crucial part of, he's got already 776 total yards, 7 touchdowns. As you mentioned, no Ridley. Russell Gage is struggling. Hayden Hurst is expected to be out. So if no Patterson, jump on Sharp as soon as you can. And last but not least, take a long shot. I'm just throwing it into the wind. Okay, this is taking al dente pasta and throwing it up against the wall. that's Lee Smith, anytime touchdown at 8-1. Because here's the thing, if Patterson's out, when they get in the red zone, and let's say hypothetically speaking, they're taking Pitts out of the equation, what's Ryan gonna do? So I think at 8-1, I think this could be a sneaky good play. Put a dollar on it, put $5 on it, put $10, whatever your reasonable amount is. But I think Lee Smith, anytime touchdown at 8-1 could be a sneaky good play. Again, if and only if Patterson is inactive tonight.
All right, a thorough look at Falcons and Patriots. Who knew we would have so much? Well, we knew because we that's what we like to do, Anita. All right, let's real quickly spin it to the NBA and then get out of here. It's a 6-game card tonight on a Thursday, and I actually have a pretty convincing lean on almost all of these games. The Heat are playing the Wizards at home. Both are on the second game of a back-to-back. Heat laying 6.5, and I'd go ahead and lay that number despite how good Washington has been this season. The bottom line is the Heat are just been a unit at home. They're 5-1 ATS at home. I believe they're second in the NBA in terms of net rating still, but they didn't have Bam and Kyle Lowry last night. I think Lowry's going to be available tonight. We'll see about Bam, but Jimmy Butler did play last night. So I imagine he should be available after he had a triple-double. So I'm expecting him to have at least Lowry and Butler, if not all three of those guys, added to Tyler Hero and be mostly healthy for a game that matters in the standings because of how good Washington has been. The Warriors are laying 9.5 in Cleveland, and Cleveland shorthanded Jared Allen, Evan Mobley, Colin Sexton, Lauri Markkanen is still kind of dealing with a little issue. So that's a team that's banged up, and the Warriors are the best team in the NBA right now. As long as that's under 10, I kind of like that. If you're worried about a letdown spot, maybe play them in the first half. I do like the Nuggets and Sixers to go under in Denver. That's 209.5. I like the T-Wolves and Spurs to go under 219 in Minnesota. And I like the Jazz laying 9.5 at home against the Raptors. They're an awesome team at home. And after a few stumbles recently, they've really picked things up. And in their last game especially, absolutely blew out. I believe it was the 76ers that they played, but absolutely blew them out. And I think they're back on track and trying to reestablish their dominance, especially at home, which is a trend we've seen over the last 2 years. I believe the Utah Jazz are something like 31-16 ATS at home. So they've been a really good home team to bet on. Anything in the association that sticks out to you, or anything else you wanted to throw our listeners way before we got out of here, Anita?
Yeah, really quick, just, you know, prepping for the rest of the remainder of the week and some of the Sunday games. As of right now, I like the Eagles -2 against the Saints. I like the Bengals -1 against the Raiders. I love the Giants +11 against the Bucs.
Yeah, that keeps going up.
Saquon Barkley back. They get Thomas back on the offensive line. Bucs, you know, no Vita Vea. They're struggling. Who knows what's going on with Tommy Boy. And also, I'm on two team 6-point teasers. I like the Bills -1 against the Colts, as well as the Titans -4 against the Texans, and some dogs. Root, root. In the fight, I like Dallas. I like Dallas +8.5 against Kansas City. How is the wrong team is favored here, Tyler? Don't you think?
I agree.
Like,
right? I agree.
I
like Dallas because, on the money line, because, and I know you're the 6-point teaser queen. I think this is a massive overreaction on the Chiefs looking right. The Cowboys are 8-1 ATS this season. They're obviously one of the best, deepest, most balanced teams in the NFL. If I'm playing 6-point teaser legs, I'm taking the 6 points and tacking it onto the Dallas Cowboys, make them 8.5-point dogs. Exactly. And I think you have a real nice margin of error there. So I'm with you. I'm going to sprinkle something on the Cowboys money line there and use them in 6-point teasers and make them an 8.5-point dog.
And last but not least, the Washington football team +9 against Carolina. I think it's going to take a hot second for Cam Newton to really kind of get up to speed with that offense. I know we've seen good things for him when he's like on the goal line, especially he's going up against his old coach, Ron Rivera, that I think will have an advantage. So Washington +9, Dallas +8.5 as a two team 6-point teaser, Bills -1, Titans -4 as a 2-team 6-point teaser. So these are some of the plays I'm leaning on now. Yep. And as we always know, Tyler, you want to jump on these lines now, because if you wait until Sunday, you're not going to get the value. You know what I mean? You're not going to get the value.
I agree.
Yeah.
All right. There it is. About 20 minutes of the bets you need heading into the betting day. But you knew that when you knew what you signed up for when you tune into the Thursday Daily Wager podcast with Tyler and Anita. Please do us a favor. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe if you're enjoying the show. It helps us out tremendously. We appreciate you listening. Best of luck this evening and all weekend long. And we will talk to you later on the Daily Wager podcast.